Thanks, Steve, and good morning. It was a great week of action for Ferris State University as the Bulldog hockey, men's basketball, and women's basketball squads combined to win 5 of 6 contests over a 3-day span. The 17th-ranked Bulldog hockey team returned to form as the Bulldogs swept the 9th-ranked Colgate Raiders in a non-league series at the Ava Glavin Ice Arena. Ferris State came from behind to record a thrilling 4-3 win in the opener on Friday night as senior Jordy Johnston registered his first career hat trick. In the finale on Saturday, the Bulldogs honored America's heroes during Military Appreciation Day and tallied a 3-1 victory. The Bulldogs resume CCHA play this week against the Alaska Nanooks in Big Rapids with face-off on both Friday and Saturday set for 7:05 p.m. The Ferris State women's basketball squad maintained its hold on first place in the GLIAC North Division standings with back-to-back road victories in conference action. The Bulldogs beat Lake Superior State 65-56 on Thursday night in Sault Ste. Marie and registered their first road win over Saginaw Valley State since 2004 with a 66-48 triumph on Saturday behind 31 points from sophomore Sarah Deshone. The Bulldogs are 8-4 on the year and 6-1 in the GLIAC. They host Urbana in non-league play on Wednesday night at 6. Finally, the Bulldogs men's hoop squad split 2 games on the week. Senior Kenny Brown capped a comeback win at Lake Superior State on Thursday night with several big shots down the stretch in a 64-58 victory. His 23 points on Saturday were not enough as Ferris State suffered only its second conference loss with a 79-59 setback at Saginaw Valley. Both the men's and women's teams return to league play this Saturday at home against Northwood starting at 1 p.m. For tickets, scores, merchandise, video, and more, visit FerrisStateBulldogs.com. Catch all the action right here on Sunny 97.3, your voice of the Bulldogs. Reporting for the Bulldog Sports Network and Sunny 97.3, I'm Rob Bentley.